Although you may associate his name with tractors, he never saw one. Yet his name is synonymous with the equipment used in agriculture. We go to the small shop from which he built a mighty company on this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In case you ever had a doubt, the name of the large tractor and farm equipment maker is the name of a real man who gained fame in Illinois.
John Deere got here in 1836. He developed self-scouring steel plow in 1837, and he was here until 1847, 1848, then he moved to Moline.
Rick Trahan says when Deere came to Grand Detour, he heard area farmers complain about the cast iron plows that wouldn't cut through the rich prairie soil. So he took a piece of steel from a broken sawmill blade, shaped it, and polished it on a sandstone grinding wheel, and took it to Lewis Grandel's farm to test it. That first self-scouring steel plow was revolutionary in 1837.
Was it the shape of his plow? Was it the material it was made from, being steel versus cast iron? Or was it because it was polished? And I have to say yes, yes, and yes. Because it's that combination of those three things that made his plow successful when the existing technology didn't work.
Not only did John Deere develop a better plow, his real genius may have been in how he built and marketed that device.
He was one of the pioneers of building up an inventory ahead of time. Used to, you'd come in, you'd order it, then you'd wait for it, and then get it built. Well, he had the foresight to build things up in advance so people who were coming out west and continuing to go further west could stop by in Grand Detour and pick up a John Deere plow and continue out west into the grasslands that were out in there and have the proper plow for those areas.
Today, Trahan performs his blacksmith's trade at Deere's very first research and development site, should we say. A small barn that grew to a mighty company making farm equipment and much more. Traveling the countryside in Grand Detour, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.